Show your Roku. Book of Equanimity, Case 1. The world-honored one ascends the seat. Attention! All the cases of the Book of Equanimity, the Shoyoroku, begin with attention. Many translations skip that. They treat it perfunctorily as if it's, well, it's just a form, but it's not important to translate that character, attention. The Book of Equanimity, the Shoyoroku, was, I think, 12th century in China, common era, 12th century, and is a collection of 100 cases, very similar to the Blue Cliff Record, with a case, an introduction, a commentary, a verse, commentary, and capping phrases. But each one begins with the word attention. In a way, that's the whole of what we need to know. Attention. There was a Zen master whose student came to him and said, "Teacher, please give me a word teaching, a phrase teaching that'll help me in my daily life to practice." So the teacher said, "Attention." So the student wandered away and then came back sometime later and said, "You gave me the word attention, but can you give me something more?" So the teacher said, "Attention, attention." And the student wandered away and then came back and said, "Attention, attention, can you give me something more?" And the teacher said, "Attention, attention, attention." And the student said, "What does attention mean?" Teacher said, "Attention means attention. Attention is the whole of our practice. Attention to right now, right here." This is from the very beginning, the Buddha's teaching. When the Buddha gives instruction to Bahiya, he says, "When seeing, just seeing. When hearing, just hearing. When cognizing, just cognizing." A little more, he says, but not adding on, therefore, therein, because of, because all those create harming, create suffering, create dukkha. But if we don't add those on, then it's just seeing, hearing right now is awakening to the universe as is liberating suffering and harming for self and others. Attention is just attention. And yet, we want to do add on all sorts of likes and dislikes, things about that, about this, about shouldn't and should. And therefore, miss our life, create trouble in our life, especially about things, events that right here, right now, we cannot do anything about. This week I was speaking to a number of students. I spoke to one who has been sitting for more than 20 years. And he said to me how troubled he is now. He says, all sorts of things are troubling me. All sorts of things are troubling me. I say, is there something for you to do now? He said, I don't know, nothing. I'm just troubled. I'm so upset about. And he listed out all sorts of things, things in his own condition, things about all sorts of people in the world doing all sorts of things, things he's reading about, thinking about, hearing about. In a way, attention is right here, what there is to do and what there's not to do. And noticing all the ways that we entangle in therefore, thereby, or as Joko puts it, or as we put it, caught in self-centered dream and the suffering that we create. Even if we're sitting upright, sitting still, whether at home, in the zendo, alone, or with others, all that we build on that, that keeps us from being just this moment. In a way, it's most useful to say, I give up. I give up about them and about that, because right now, whether I'm sitting or whether I'm here talking to someone, it's being this attention and responding. I give up, I give up, I give up, have to say over and over because of our chattering mind reactions, self-centered stories about how they should be, whether they are our next door neighbor, our own body, our family members, or all sorts of events in the world. Some talk about someone this morning, talk to me about how upset they are about. And then they listed a whole bunch of things in the world, not any different than they would have listed a month ago, or did actually. And yet our practice is attention, is being just this, including those thoughts. No problem with the thoughts. No problem with even the upset, except if we entangle and build on it. So what's vital for us is to notice whether we're being attention right here, right now, as our life is, whether in sitting or walking or working or talking to people, or even reflecting on people, or whether we refuse to give up our stories that blind us, refuse to even notice. So just like you could use the word attention, you could use the word give up. Give up the story about how I should step out and what wonderful weather it's going to be, and then step out and be right there, the weather, the way it is. This morning I saw a little text from my son who happens to be in Jerusalem right now, and he says, it's freezing. I'm just trying to keep warm, because even though it's usually much warmer there, right now they're having an unusual snowstorm and frigid weather. And he's there just for a day or two more. And he says, it's warmer in Switzerland. And it is. And yet it's just keeping warm right now when that's what there is to do. I give up, I give up, I give up, I give up, I give up when our chattering thoughts, our chattering judgments, whether physical or mental, of course, those are just too emotional or whatever. Those are just various ways to speak of this life that we are. So, case one of the Shoyoroku, world-honored one ascends the seat, starts with attention. And now, one day the world-honored one ascended the seat. Manjushri struck the gavel and said, clearly observe the Dharma of the Dharma King. The Dharma of the Dharma King is just thus. And the world-honored one got down from the seat. That's the whole of the koan. I'll talk about the koan next week. Thank you.